Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion Coffee with Ann. If you are one of those person who is back at work or otherwise have tasks early in the day, I hope you have one of those insulated containers that fits in your car's drink holder. My sweet husband has one he takes with him no matter the time of day or where he's going. This morning, however, I hope you are relaxed and in no rush as you and I sip away as we revisit Mark 12:31, a very familiar verse. In Mark chapter 12, Jesus has been asked, "What is the most important of all the commandments?" He replies, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." And then verse 31. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. In the last unexpected, confining, anxiety-ridden year of 2021, two new families moved into our cul-de-sac. A family of four with a pup just before the shutdown in February 2020, and an older couple with three grown children just before Christmas 2019. My daughter's family lives just two houses over from us. The pup family settled in on her right and the three grown kids family on her left. That means the older couple with three grown kids are our next-door neighbors, too. I took over a baked chicken during the move-in, but then Christmas came, and COVID raised its ugly head. From that point on, our interaction was limited to a hand wave as they passed by in their car, or a hello when we happened to see each other on a walk. A couple of weeks ago, with all persons vaccinated, my daughter had an impromptu gathering of pizza and salad for the new neighbors and us. It was not, however, until the next day that George and I revisited the evening, and he shocked me with the fact that Jim had had COVID in March 2020. He had been very ill, spending 2 weeks in the hospital and almost died. I was stunned. How could that happen? How could someone right next door be that ill and I had no idea? The common question is, who is your neighbor? And the common answer is everyone you come in contact with. Absolutely true. But in a way, that answer can give us an out for thinking our responsibility is limited to being friendly. Always speaking to folks or waves you pass by in your car, being courteous to all those you come in contact with, donating to charities, etc. All of these are meaningful answers. But am I a person who takes the time to listen to the answer when I ask, "How are you doing?" Do I pay attention to the body language being expressed? Have I indeed been friendly consistently so I might be seen as approachable and open to listening to another's problem? Am I genuine in my offer to help, or do I have an excuse not to when a need arises? Am I the neighbor that treats others as I would want to be treated? Do I bring some light into the lives of those I live near? Maybe a bit of joy and sunshine. This recent experience with our new neighbor has really made me think about my behavior. Am I talking a good game but not really doing my part? If I want my life to be used by the Lord to genuinely love others, I need to do some self-examination. In the case of Jim, I know now that they had a wide and deep support system in place. But for many folks in this transient city, that is not the case. And it is so sad to me that we live each day and so often carry burdens of worry alone. We smile when addressed and respond to "how are you" with a calm, "fine." We go through the motions, the responsibilities of the day, and put on the "fine" face without the reliefs of sharing our story. In our society, many, if not most, have been taught we must be strong, backbone, my mother called it. When we find ourselves in a hard time, we often, so often, grin and bear it. It works in the sense we keep our troubles private, but we are likely to lose some of ourselves in the process. We close our feelings off, and in doing so, the opportunity to see and experience that we are loved. Love God yourself, love God, and love yourself as God loves you. I tell you the truth, every kind word, friendly, sincere gesture will come back to you 100-fold. Let us pray. Lord, help us to be that person who listens as you did and do, loves and accepts the pain of another without judgment. In so doing, we leave the door open for the Holy Spirit to guide our words, and with that comfort, the one in need. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.